What's up, folks? How's it going out there? Good morning. Good morning, baby. How's everything going? Good to see my peeps again. Yeah, folks, it's been pretty tough. I got a lot going on with my parents. My dad's been having seizures. My mom has, you know, she has dementia, even though she doesn't like to hear that. But it's been a circus. It's been a really tough time. For me and my family right now, me especially. Iran is going to make a move. Israel. Folks, this is going to get hot. I've been on conversations with a lot of people, and this is about to – we're at the boiling point with all this, and I'm in fear, to be honest with you, of the Paris Olympics. Just going to say that right now. I have a few guests coming on to talk about that. They're unconventional. I think you're gonna really like these new guests that I have, but I'm in fear of what's coming in the next few months. Now, I do believe we're gonna get through this 100%. I believe we're gonna come through this. I believe Mr. T is gonna get back in there, no doubt about it. But it's gonna be an ugly shit show. They're not just gonna give up power as easy as you think. And these countries are being used as proxies for scorched earth and. It's going to kick off. Now, it's just about when. I think sooner than you think. So that's coming, folks. Guaranteed. I told you nothing would happen on the eclipse. I said it. I said it here. I said nothing's going to happen on the eclipse. But it's a marker. It's a marker. And now we're going into it. So I expect things to heat up big time. Big time from here on out. You guys like this shirt? Ha ha. Patriot Wear, baby. Patriot Wear. PatriotWear.com. Folks, you can Venmo me. D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. The Mexican Mix, my mama's book. You know, it's a tough time for my family right now. I appreciate the prayers. We're going to get through this. God willing, however God wants us to go, I'm accepting of it. When the lights go out on Amazon, please leave an honest review on that one as well. I wrote that book on my phone. People still have a hard time believing that I wrote a book. It's kind of weird. I have a hard time believing that I wrote a book, believe it or not. Journeyman Turd Pole, thank you very much. Anybody give it to the super chat, you're awesome. Thank you very much. I totally appreciate it. Let's get to some noble gold, knock this out, and then I'll get into dispelling some of these myths and rumors. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated? Don't leave your money in the bank losing value. Get it working for you, folks. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, it's real, and always there for you. Real throughout history's toughest times, and we're going into it. And Noble Gold Investments, American experts make it easy. If you're after an IRA and you qualify, you'll get a free quarter ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com. Get started. You're going to need your gold. I just did a show with my buddy Nemo Nemeth, a good friend of mine. We both battle with the normies quite often. We have a lot of the same friends, but I brought him on my show to talk about the end of the dollar, because it's coming. I think, you know, the article that we read and we spoke about was kind of conservative in saying the sense that, oh, it's going to end by this decade. I think we're in trouble this year. That's just my opinion. I think Mr. T cannot own it. It has to happen sooner rather than later. So that's what I see coming. So let me get into this just for a quick second, folks, because I don't like to spread gasoline on troll fire. So Juanito is my friend. I like Juanito legitimately. I think he's a good man. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I am not involved in any way, shape, or form. Money, nothing like that. Okay, nothing like that. I don't own a ranch. I wish I owned a ranch. If I owned a ranch, I'd be doing my podcast on my ranch with horses, okay? And you'd be able to see them, and I'd be very proud of it. I live down the street from my parents where I take care of them. It's a 24/7 job. Now, hopefully we can get the home nurses in there and things can start really taking care of itself. I don't know, but it's been very hard on me. A lot of bots, a lot of feds. We know now. So just saying, folks, be careful who you're listening to. It's getting crazy out there. And what else? Oh, yeah. He doesn't pay to come on my channel. I don't split any money with Juanito, nothing. I just like him. I just like him as a friend. I enjoy having him on my channel. I think he has some valuable information. Whether you like it or not, that's up to you. That's up to you. And you listen to who you want, and you can bypass who you want and move on. That's all I got to say. I have the Ghost. I have Scott Bennett. I have a lot of people. I even had Flynn. I'm not involved with Flynn. I'm not. This is just getting so out of hand, and I have to see this on my ex post all the time. It's just, it's ridiculous. And I don't want to talk about this anymore. So I'm just telling you right now, you're hearing it from me. I got nothing to do with anybody. I'm my own man. I wish it was like the old days where you could just corner somebody and kabang, it's over, go have a beer. It's not like that anymore. The circus, the social media circus is much different. All right, folks, let's get going. So Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, Nino's, and also Nino's Truth, by the way. X is Nino Boxer. PatriotWare.com, Bing. Oh, Bing. I see it's so different here. Bing. I got this up there. This is selling like hotcakes, folks. It's selling like hotcakes. I got Juan O'Savin up there right now talking about Lahaina. He's taking us he takes us on a tour through all the building, all the carnage that's there. And I got to tell you, folks, it's bad. Metal buildings melted from the inside out. And he takes us there to look at it all. And obviously, I'm very frustrated when I'm talking to him. So, you know, I'm just as frustrated as any of you. As any of you, I am pissed off. As it's like every day, it's like a notch. Click, click, click. I get more and more mad. I have to cover this stuff. I got Ismael Perez coming up talking about all roads lead to Rome, the Vatican. Basically, Rome never went anywhere, folks. It's right. It's alive and well in the Vatican. I also got SG Anon, two parts on there right now. Jim Willie, Lou Valentino's coming on. Angela Staten, the campaign manager for one of the campaign managers for Robert Kennedy. I'm working on Kennedy. I'm working it. I'm working it. Amy Tripp, psychic card reader. Now, a lot of you might be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's going there. Isn't he Christian? Doesn't he believe in Jesus Christ? Yes. But she made a very powerful video about what she sees happening to the United States. She's got a 90-something percent accuracy. So I'm going to bring her on just to talk about this. Stacey Bowles is going to be talking about the rapture. Those who are left behind, you're going to need a preparedness kit, a manual on how to navigate the craziness. Who knows? I may be left behind with some of you. So I'm going to listen to this. So she's going to be talking about the rapture. And I got Jason Shurka coming on. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Turn it down or turn it up. Here we go. Here we go. You know, I got Axel's ashes. I stare at Axel's ashes from here. It's just down the hallway now. It's kind of a weird thing to know that he's just in some little urn. Or what is it, an urn? Is that what it's called, an urn? Axel is now in a jar. It's weird. Stryker is kind of taking over as the king of the household now. So the cat kind of owns the house. And I got to tell you, you think cats are smarter than dogs? I kind of believe cats are smarter than dogs. I really see the intelligence in this cat, and I have to think, and I think to myself, looks to me like they're a little bit smarter than dogs. I'm just going to say it. All right, folks, here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby, let's go. So, Iran plans to strike Israel while issuing demands to the White House. North Korea says now is the time to prepare for war more than ever. So get ready and buckle up. As Trump is distracted with constant obstacles. Thank you, Patricia Cal. Consumed with defending himself during these coming bogus trials. Obviously, he's very busy with that, even though it doesn't matter. Remember, he's the front man of the band. The band is still playing in the background. You know who the band is. World War III is looking more and more imminent, folks. Remember, the true war is with the alphabet agencies. That's the true war. And I can't say any more than that on FluffTube. But basically using countries as proxies, right? We all know this on this channel. We all understand this. So as they throw more and more obstacles at Trump, igniting World War III must happen before this November. So they're in a race to start this fire before November. And we all know it. We all see it. It looks to me, folks, that they're going to get their wish. And this is escalating. Obviously, the eclipse was a marker. We're in really the new year. The new year being, I think it starts, I think Bo has even said this, March, April. Iran is now issuing demands to Biden and the White House to not interfere at all with the coming strikes upon Israel. So how does Biden respond? Well, U.S. President Joe Biden has vowed support for Israel is ironclad. He's saying this is ironclad. Go ahead, try us. Iran threatened to retaliate for an attack on its embassy in Syria. A news agency said Tehran's airspace was cleared before it backtracked. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday vowed that American support for Israel is ironclad and fears the Middle East nation will soon be attacked by Iran. This is coming. There's not a lot that I say on here that I'm like, this is coming, folks. And who gave the money to Iran? Who's really the one that funded Iran? Two presidents. As the Middle East heats up, folks, as it continues to heat up, Kim Jong-un, I have a hard time saying his name, Kim Jong-un, issues a dire warning saying, you know what? Now is the time to be more prepared for war than ever before. Here we go. Now, I don't know if you guys remember. I was 3 years ago. I was saying this is going to go nuclear. Get ready. This is where it's headed. It's headed that direction. It's going nuclear. But many people, this guy's just a fear monger. He's just talking. Look where we're at right now. Look where we're at right now. This is where we're at. So as Trump gets ready to go on trial, folks, and by the way, this will be way bigger. I think this is, does anyone know, is this going to be televised? Because I've heard it is. I've heard it's not. I heard it is. Is it going to be televised? Because I'm going to tell you what, those are going to be some massive ratings when this goes televised. So Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is expected to be pulled from the campaign trail. See, what they're doing is trying to distract him and keep throwing obstacles at him to keep him busy. It's kind of like a fighter that keeps the jab out. He's constantly moving his head, That's what's happening with Trump right now. He's constantly moving his head. But he keeps coming forward. He keeps coming forward as they keep throwing these smoke, these mirrors, these obstacles at him, trying to keep him away from his campaign, which is obviously interference. So he's going to be off the campaign trail for at least 2 months starting next week as he stands trial in New York, the first criminal prosecution of a former president in American history. This is the first time. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in an attempt to hide money paid to an adult film actor to prevent her from going public with claims that she said Trump had sex. They had sex together. It is the only one of the four felony cases Trump currently faces that has a trial date and could be the only one that is completed before Election Day. Jury selection begins April 15th. So, as this goes, man, this guy's taking it all, huh? Bullets, arrows, the whole thing. What are the charges? The trial is over whether Trump falsified business records to cover up $130,000 payment his lawyer Michael Cohen made in the final days of the 2016 campaign to adult film actor Stormy Daniels for her silence about a 2006 sexual encounter she says she had with Trump. He has pleaded not guilty. Trump also denies Daniels' claim of a sexual encounter. So according to the New York indictment, Trump sent Cohen $420,000 in a dozen installments during his first months as president in 2017 and falsely recorded payments in Trump Organization international documents as legal expenses, citing a retainer agreement. That amount includes $130,000 as reimbursement for paying Daniels and additional funds for Cohen. Prosecutors say there were no legal expenses or retainer agreement at the time. So what punishment does Trump face? All 34 charges are Class E felonies, folks. Thank you, Officer Tater Hater. All 34 charges are Class E felonies. The lowest category of felonies in New York, each count carries a maximum prison sentence of 4 years. Merchant has indicated that he takes white-collar crime seriously and could put Trump in prison, potentially to serve his terms concurrently if the former president's convicted of more than one count. Merchant could also instead sentence Trump to probation. What will this mean politically? Well, Trump will be limited to campaigning only on weekends, evenings, and Wednesdays for the length of the trial. Folks, if any of you really believe this is going to the November election, what are you smoking? Because I want to smoke some of that with you, okay? Let's get high together, all right? Because that would be so much better than the shit that I'm taking right now. I got to tell you that right now. I'm taking it in the teeth and the balls. During the Republican primary campaign, Trump used his four indictments to his advantage, portraying himself as a victim of political justice and effectively squeezing out his rivals. Whether that narrative holds when Americans see photos of him in a courtroom day after day is unknown. Do you think, and I want to hear from you all, do you think this is going to help him or hurt him? Help him or hurt him? What do you all think here? I believe people are going to get behind him like never before. I think this is going to be bigger than it ever has been. I think he's going to just, everything, you can't throw mud at somebody who's made of mud. You can't throw mud at someone who's made of mud, folks. I agree. I think it's going to help him. Help, help, help. Yeah, I agree with you, folks. I appreciate the super chat. I appreciate anyone who likes this video. Please like it and share it. And let's get the word out, folks. Yeah, I agree with you, too. So Biden considering request to drop Assange charges. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that he is considering Australia's request to drop the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The county's parliament recently passed a measure backed by PM Anthony Albanese calling for the return of Mr. Assange to his native Australia. The U.S. wants to extradite Mr. Assange from the UK on criminal charges over the leaking of material records. Mr. Assange denies the charges, saying the leaks were an act of journalism. And I agree with that. And what happens to real journalists? They get attacked. That's what happens. Oh, boy, do they ever. This is an information war like you have never seen, folks. And I'm telling you what, I'm smack dab in the middle of it. And I'm experiencing attacks myself. So with all the shit that's going on in my life, it's like, do I need it anymore? Whatever. It is what it is. I ain't stopping. I'm not stopping. Mr. Assange extradition was put on hold in March after London's High Court said the United States must provide assurances he would not face the death penalty. Can you believe this? The death penalty for someone who's doing his job in journalism? This is scary times we're living in, folks. This is nuts. A man that's just doing his job in journalism is facing the death penalty. U.S. prosecutors want to try Mr. Assange on 18 counts, almost all under the Espionage Act, over WikiLeaks' release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic capabilities relating to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. After Britain gave the go-ahead for his extradition last year, Mr. Assange's lawyers in February launched a final attempt in the English courts to challenge his removal. So Biden to forgive 7.4 billion more in student loan debt for 277,000 illegal immigrants, borrowers. But you know what? You know they're all coming here like, orale, let's go to school. It's on them. The taxpayers pay for all of it. Let's go get an education. Under President Joe Biden, the Department of Justice, Justice, has made it easier for some specific groups of borrowers, like public sector workers, to qualify for loan forgiveness. It also launched a new repayment plan that creates a shorter pathway to loan forgiveness for many low-income borrowers, and it is at issue at least two legal challenges from the Republican-led states. In total, the Biden administration has authorized the cancellation of $153 billion in student loan debt for nearly 4.3 million people. That's more than 9% of all outstanding federal student loan debt. Damn. And who's paying for it? You are. As the November election approaches, the Biden administration has been eager to show how much student loan debt has been canceled, making new announcements about debt relief roughly once a month and sending emails directly to eligible borrowers. Earlier this week, Biden announced a new group of student debt relief proposals that could possibly go into effect this fall. Biden's student loan forgiveness efforts have been sharply criticized by many Republicans who argue the president is transferring the cost of taxpayers to the taxpayers who choose not to go to college, who already paid for it themselves. How pissed off are some of you, huh? They also say he is circumventing the Supreme Court, which knocked down Biden's signature student loan forgiveness program last year. So they're saying that he's circumventing the Supreme Court. Man, he's really on overhaul, huh? He's on overhaul trying to get all this done. In the past few weeks, two groups of Republicans states have sued the Biden administration over the income-driven repayment plan launched last year known as SAVE, Saving on Valuable Education. The plan offers the most generous terms for low-income borrowers. Who do you think is going to be using this, folks? The illegal immigrants. They're all going to be coming here using the SAVE program. About $3.6 billion of the student debt relief announced Friday will be delivered to people enrolled in the SAVE plan. Republicans in 18 states want to prevent their own constituents from benefiting from the SAVE plan. They want to end SAVE, make their constituents' payments go up and keep them under mountains of loan of debt with no end in sight, said the White House press secretary. We all see what this is. We all know what this is. It's right in front of our eyes. We know what they're doing to America. Incremental, and it's happening fast. It's a snowball effect now. Everything he's doing is kicking to where we're finally socialist. Yeah. And what are they doing at the polls? Psychological warfare, folks. So check this out. So as they keep implementing these ridiculous programs and doing things like, taking down bridges, our infrastructure is in big trouble, and it's in a lot more trouble this year. Okay, it's going to get really bad as wars kick off abroad. Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump in the majority of polls, folks. Do you believe it? Do you see why I say this is not going to November? Do you see why now? Do you see why I have steak dinners on the line? Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump in the majority of recent polls just 7 months before the presidential election. Last month, it was confirmed that the pair will face off against each other in November, with Biden and Trump both winning enough delegates to secure the respective party's presidential nomination and teeing up a rematch of the 2020 election. Since then, analysis has turned out to who will come up on top. So far, polls have been fairly evenly split, with commentators suggesting the race is just too close to call. It's just way too close to call, folks. Is it really? Do you really believe that? If you believe that, if you really believe that America is like, I just love Joe Biden. He's doing such a great job. You got people like Michael Rappaport turning on him. You got The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, which I'm watching you. I'm watching you. You got The Rock turning. Do you really believe, honestly, that the rest of America is just like, we love our situation. We're behind him 100%. He's much better than Mr. T. That was what, with Mr. T, it was what, 4 years of America just kicking constant ass. But hey, he said some very offensive things on Twitter, and we can't have that. Don't you know that we just can't have that anymore? Anything that hurts our, we'd rather have nuclear war than hurt our feelings. Hurting my feelings isn't. I can't have that. If I want to chop, then I can. Biden administration finalizes controversial rule to expand background checks on gun sales. So the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, has submitted the final version of a controversial rule to change the definition of what it means to be engaged in the business of dealing firearms. The U.S. Attorney General says the change required by the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, enacted June 25th of 2022, will save lives by requiring anyone who devotes time, attention, and labor of dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business, or predominantly earns a profit through the repetitive purchase and sale of firearms, to obtain a federal firearms license. So they're going to make it a lot harder, folks. Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick and mortar store. If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed. And you must conduct background checks, Attorney General Merrick Garland wrote in a statement on the ATF website. See what they're doing? Chipping it down, chipping it down, chipping it down. And I want to get RFK's views on this, to be quite honest with you. I want to know what he thinks about this. I'm going to be talking to Angela Stanton. I think her last name's King. One of the campaign managers. And let's talk about this. I'm going to take questions from you. You tell me what questions you want to be, that you want asked to Mr. Kennedy's campaign manager. And let's get into this. You can send your questions to ninoscorner77@gmail.com, or you can, put some questions here, and I'll have my moderators please pick the five best questions that you can see here. Harbor and Julie, please pick the five best questions that you see here and send them to me. Because I'd like to know his stance on the Second Amendment. I'd like to know his stance on it's too hot outside. You know, I want to know exactly what lane he's really in. So if Iran strikes, Britain must take it on. Iran's mission to the United Nations says the Security Council should have condemned the strike on its embassy in Syria last week. Tensions are escalating in the region. Joe Biden tells Iran, don't attack Israel. They're going to listen to him. They're going to really listen to this guy. With Middle East on a knife's edge as Tehran closes airspace for military drills. So Tehran is closing airspace for military drills, and Washington warns missile barrage could be imminent. President tells Ayatollah U.S. support for Israel is ironclad. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden has vowed support for Israel is ironclad, folks. Iran threatened to retaliate for an attack on its embassy in Syria. A news agency said Tehran's airspace was cleared before it backtracked. So, you know, don't you wonder why they telegraph all this? Like, why do they, why must they send a telegraph out saying, hey, we're going to attack. Just letting you know it's going to happen. Be prepared. It's coming probably in the next couple weeks. We don't know. We're trying to decide. But, you know, you never know. But, you know, it's coming. Just letting you know. Sending a little telegraph to you. I don't know, folks. Sometimes I think this whole fucking thing is orchestrated. None of it makes sense. It's like they're just trying to get the fear up. Get the fear up. Get the fear up. Biden's top diplomat, Blinken, affirmed his words and told Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, I don't know, Yoav Gallant, on a phone call that the U.S. would stand behind Israel if Iran decides to attack. Now, don't be fooled. This could absolutely lead to world war, as Juan likes to call it, four. But to us, we'll say three. This is heating up. An attack by Iran or its proxies against military and governmental targets in Israel is imminent. Bloomberg News reported, citing intelligence sources, with one source saying it is more of a matter of when, not if. So they're saying this is going to happen. Tensions in the Middle East today flared after an Iranian news agency published a report on X saying all airspace over Tehran had been closed for military drills before quickly removing the post and denying it had ever issued the news. But Iran promised to retaliate for an Israel strike in Syria on April 1st that killed several senior Iranian commanders. When Israeli forces hit Iranian embassy building in Damascus. Breaking news, U.S. sees missile strikes on Israel by Iran or its proxies as imminent, per Bloomberg. I try to get a lot of mainstream articles, folks. That's what I try to do for you. But, you know, I try to read in between the lines. I bring it to you. I lay it out for you all to play it out, folks. I got scratches all over my arms from this damn cat. I don't know if you can see it. Ah, look at that one. Striker. He lived up to his name, by the way. He really did live up to his name. He likes to crawl in bed with me and bite my hands, bite my arms. And yes, I got him declawed because I figure, you know, I don't want my furniture messed up. I mean, it's just that simple. But he's been a hell of a good cat. I got to tell you, I've saved his ass twice now. I've saved his life twice. I've saved my cat's life twice. I've saved him off the street, and then I saved him. He was at the bottom of the fireplace, and I got him out of there as well. And he was screaming for help. I don't know how the fuck he got in there. I was gonna call the fire department, and I was like, I'm gonna be that asshole. I don't want to be that asshole where I actually call the fire department to save a cat. I'm not gonna be that guy. I just could not live with myself if I turn out to be that guy. So I decided to do it myself. I'm like, no, whatever it takes to save this fucking cat, I'm going to save him. I'm not going to be calling the fire department to save a cat and be that asshole in the neighborhood, because that's what you'd be, right? I would be the asshole who calls the fire department on my cat, and then a big fire truck rolls up, and they're like, what are you here for? What did you go to Rodriguez's house for? Oh, well, his cat. What? And I came that close. I was going to do it. I was going to call the fucking fire department. Oh, fuck. I'm so glad I did. I'm glad I was able to save the cat. Seven lives left. He's got seven lives left. All right, folks. Iran was poised to launch an attack, but delayed it. It could still come out at any time. Analysis. The Tehran regime wants to avoid regional war at all costs and likely stalled its revenge on Israel after clear and public messages from the U.S., but is determined to retaliate. IDF officials say Iranian strike would be unprecedented, while Gallant calls for readiness, but not to panic. So this is coming. This is coming. So much so that North Korea, right now, Kim Jong-un, he's ready to use his toys, says now is the time to be more prepared for war than ever before. The situation on the Korean Peninsula is more dangerous than it has been at any time since early June 1950. That may sound overdrawn. I mean, everywhere's heating up. Everywhere. You got the Middle East. Now you got Korea. You got Taiwan. That may sound overly dramatic, but we believe that, like his grandfather in 1950, Kim Jong-un has made a strategic decision to go to war. We do not know when or how Kim plans to pull the trigger, but the danger is already far beyond the routine warnings in Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo about Pyongyang's provocations. In other words, we do not see the war preparation themes in North Korea media appearance since the beginning of the last year as typical bluster from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, raising the specter of Pyongyang's decision to go to military solution, in effect, to give warning of war. So Kim Jong-un is saying he's ready. They're going for it. He says, now is the time to be more prepared for war than ever before, he says. He's getting ready to test out his toy. Actually, he already tested out his toys. Now he's going to use them. But like I've been told, and you've heard it on my show many times, this is what's coming. It has to happen. It's going to be a near-death experience. It's about who's going to control it from that point forward. So who's going to control? From my understanding, and I'm just going to tell you this, the only way power gets converted or switches over is through some kind of nuclear conflict. That's the only way. Not an election. Not November cycle. So the only way, from my understanding, this happens properly is through some kind of event to switch from SES to Cheyenne Mountain. That's what I understand. That's how I understand it. Now, I got to say this on Fluff Tube. It's an opinion. It's an opinion. But yes, I agree with you. God controls always, brother. I agree. This isn't this is the under the watchful eye of God. I just want to know why Biden's there. I mean, come on. But this has to go to this extreme. It has to go to this extreme. So, do you guys understand SES, who controls that? Mr. O, C, Bush, the whole thing, they control that. So it has to, for this to go back to the Constitutional Republic, this has to switch from that to over to Cheyenne. The way I understand it now, a lot of you that are on ninoscorner.tv, you understand it. Some of you may even understand it better than my. Okay, sometimes I'm a little bit like that. Sometimes I don't get it. Sometimes many people have to repeat shit for me to understand it, but I'm trying to get better, folks. You all are learning with me. Shouts of shame, shame erupt in Arizona House as fight over abortion ban engulfs lawmakers. Phoenix, the Arizona legislature devolved into shouts of shame, shame on Wednesday as Republican lawmakers quickly shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes pregnancy unless a woman's life is at risk. The state Supreme Court cleared the way on Tuesday for enforcement of the pre-statehood law. Arizona abortion providers vowed Wednesday to continue service until they're forced to stop, possibly within weeks. State legislators convinced as pressure mounted from Democrats and some Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, for them to intervene. Oh, boy. House Democrats and at least one Republican tried to open discussion on a repeal of the 18 amendment, which holds no exceptions for rape or incest. Really? See, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how you all feel about that. But if Uncle Charlie comes into the room with little Susie, and next thing you know, she's preggo, there's a problem in my book. There's a big problem there in my book. And you know the kid's going to come out going, "Dee, why would you want me to burn that bird?" Just saying. I mean, who wants to deal with that? I don't know. Just saying. It's a big fucking problem. So, see, this is where it's gray to me. And I don't know about you and all. All life is. No. It starts at conception. That's when life. And I know I've seen the sperm hit the egg. There's a huge electronic blast. It's incredible. But. Did little Susie ask for that? You know what I'm saying? There's just too much here. And times have changed. You know, I just think there's a lot of gray area, man. There's a lot of gray area. And if we all come together and break bread, we could get through this and think through it in a way that everyone. I don't know. I don't know, folks. How do you think I'm doing here, man? With everything that's going on in my family, you know, I've thought about taking a couple weeks off because I'm just not mentally as into it as I used to be because, you know, I don't know, folks. My dad's 89. He's having seizures, and watching that shit is terrifying to watch your old man have his eyes roll back and contort, and he's 89, and then see my mom. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She doesn't. And this is what I'm dealing with. This is a day in the life with me. So I'm taking hits on all sides, folks, on all sides right now. So I appreciate anybody who comes here and watches my show and sends me love, sends me prayers. I love you back. I really do love you back. I appreciate everything. I might go a little longer today because I'm feeling a certain way. I just got a lot to get out. I don't know. You know. I love all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Have any of you ever looked at my past fights? Do any of you know that I was a hell of a contender and champion back in the day? You know. You know, I watch the fighters today, and I kind of cringe because I'm like, man, I was kind of like in the wrong era. If I could have been in today's era and just been able to like cherry pick everybody, I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all of you. Yes, watch your fights. Yep. Except for the two that I got knocked out. That was at the ending of my career. I already burnt the candle at both ends, and I was really ready to give up. I was really ready to just exit the sport. It was absolute soul torture. It was soul torture. After a certain period of time, it's like, you know, you just kind of, you lose it. You lose the fire. I remember I used to wake up every morning, 5 a.m. and go run the mountain. And it was about a 4-mile run. I mean, I look at that now and I think about it and I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? How did I get up every morning at 5 a.m. and run? I used to run, you know, as a big man, 240 pounds. I was running a 7-minute mile. So I was finishing 3 miles within 21 minutes or less. And then I had to go run sprints. And then I'd come home and rest, eat breakfast, sleep a little bit, go to the boxing gym, have a hard day of training or sparring with world champions. I mean, the sparring sessions themselves were brutal. Brutal wars sometimes. And then you'd have a day like that, and then you still are preparing for your fight. Then at night, I would do yoga, I would stretch, and then get a good night's sleep. And folks, this was every day. This was the way it was every day. It was tough. It was a a tough life, and I don't know. And I tell people all the time, people that come up to me and say, hey, I want to be a boxer. I want to learn how to box. I'm like, you better make sure it possesses you. It's not something that you just want to do or you decide to do. You better let it – you better be possessed. You can't have a – for me, I didn't have girlfriends. I slept with a lot of women. You know, that's what you do when you're a gladiator. But, you know, a Viking, a tyrant. You know, I was a totally different guy, folks, than what I am today. Trail Rider, thank you. I appreciate all of you. Folks, it helps if you just take a second to share and like this video and get it out there. You know, like I said, I get up and swim at 5 a.m. every day. I'm no champion. That's pretty badass. I don't have it in me to do that anymore. I don't even want to do that anymore. So you're doing a hell of a lot more than what I've done, or not what I'm doing now. So a crash is coming, folks, and I put the video up with Nemo Nemeth, my buddy, who's a good friend of mine, who pretty much understands what's going on. I have a lot of financial guys that come on, like Jim Willey and other people that come on my show, Ron Bartain, and talk about this financial crash, but I brought on a regular type of guy, my buddy, a good friend of mine, to kind of give a normie perspective, although he's not a normie by any means. Actually, we're battling the normies in our group of friends together. But Nemo's coming on. He came on already. We did the show. I'm going to premiere it tomorrow. And we're talking about the bye-bye Benjamins, baby. Bye-bye Benjamins. A dollar is going. Now, I believe we're going to go into a new, positive, more productive system, but it's going to be hell for all of us. In the beginning, this is going to be an absolute nightmare until they correct it. And it's going to look like, and we might even step into it a little bit, we might even step into this digital dollar. So that's why it's important when I read these Noble Gold ads, you guys get your gold. You got to get your gold. I'm telling you right now that's the only way to go. That's what I've been told. That's what Juanito tells me. A lot of other people tell me this stuff. Gold and silver is the only way to go. Proud of you for sounding off on us with this one. You are right. Proud of your... Can I not read? All right. Hey. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. All right. Crash is coming. We're getting close to the main event, folks. The collapse of the U.S. empire. Big unloading of U.S. debt around the world. U.S. government bonds are now a toxic asset. Gold is up 30% in 6 months. 30%! Gold is up 30%. Money printing is all they have left. The Ponzi scheme is all but over, folks. Expect soaring inflation and a massive crash. So I believe this is going to happen this year. So I hope you all are pretending. Yeah, what does sounding off on Juan mean? I told you all I like Juan. He's a friend. I don't work for him. He doesn't work for me. There's nothing of that shit going on. Complete fucking lies. Lie. And I don't know, folks. I don't know what to do except hear it from me. That's all I can tell you is you can hear it from me. I wish I was making millions of dollars and I lived on a ranch. Life would be a lot easier. Your donations do help, by the way. I am putting my ass on the line. So every now and then, I do get an extra cup of coffee with it. Doc Ride, thank you very much. Sending our prayers. Love from Montana. Thanks. Hey, yo, thanks, Doc Ride. Hey. So the crash is coming. I highly advise that you all watch the video with Nemo Nemeth, my friend Nemo, Well, I'll be premiering it tomorrow, so watch that video. It's called the Bye-Bye Dollar or something like that. I don't know what I named it. Goodbye Dollar or something. The rich are getting second passports, citing risk of instability. So people are leaving America in droves as the southern border is wide open and everyone's coming here. The rich, the other people that see danger, kind of like, I don't know, the Jews in Germany, they saw danger. They said, let's get the fuck out of here. That's kind of like what's happening right now. The rich are leaving. So the wealthy are building passport portfolios, collections of second and even third or fourth citizenships in case they need to flee their home country. Recent high-profile examples of second citizenships include billionaires tech investor Peter Thiel, who added a citizenship in New Zealand, and former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, who applied for citizenship in Cyprus. Folks, this is not going to help you. Just leaving the country is not going to help you. That's not how this works. If America goes, it all goes. It all goes, folks. We're the last standing beacon of freedom. We're it. That's it. If we go, it all goes. That's why I do what I'm doing. I see what's happening. Christine Barras. Gracias. Is that a Hispanic? Is that a Mexican last name? So if America goes, it all goes. Like a tidal wave, folks. We are the last domino standing. They got to take us down. They got to get us out of here, folks. That's it. Once we go, it all goes. How many of you saw the Denise? And I really say, folks, honestly, go to my Nino's Corner on Rumble. I'm putting more stuff on Rumble. A lot more videos are going up on Rumble. It's Nino's Corner. It has about 79,000 or 80,000. There's a lot of scammers and pretenders on there, too. I don't know where all these people are coming from. Folks, I do not ever reach out to people. I don't call or message people. That doesn't happen. So if you're getting messages from me, it's not me. It's not me. I'm not trying to get you to buy crypto or gold. I do my little scripts here and there, but that's it. I don't reach out. I have talked to people on the Patriot Switch a few times, but that's it. I don't reach out to anybody for anything. So if you're being contacted by someone saying it's me, it's not me. So the wealthy are building passport portfolios, and they're getting the hell out of here. The top destinations for supplemental passports among Americans are Portugal, Malta, Greece, and Italy, according to Henley and Partners. Wow. So people are leaving. I know a few people that have left already. Volkswagen electric car sales plunges as Europe returns to petrol. Electric cars suck. I don't know, man. How long do you have to charge these damn things? Does anyone know? Do you guys know? Like, what is it? Like 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours? I don't even know. I don't care. I'm never going to get an electric car. You know why? Because they just want to turn you off. If you don't pay your taxes, they just turn your car off. Don't you see what they're doing here? It's all about control. How long is it? How long does it take to charge a damn electric vehicle anyway? Yeah, where do we go? Exactly. There's nowhere to go, folks. You got to dig your heels in and fight. That's it. And get your news at a place where you can trust it. And I'm going to say it's ninoscorner.tv. The general in the general's tent is Mike King this April 25th at 5 p.m., I believe, Mike King. He's the one that talks about the 60,000-man army, and you can hear it from him. I still have a diesel truck. I use a diesel truck, folks. I like diesel, although it's fucking expensive right now. So Volkswagen electric cars plunge as Europe returns to petrol. Sales of Volkswagen electric cars have plunged by almost a quarter in Europe as demand for battery-powered vehicles stalls and buyers return to petrol. Electric vehicles, EV sales fell by 24 percentage points in the first 3 months of the year as high inflation and rising energy prices dampened demand. Globally, all electric sales of the owner of Audi, Skoda, and Porsche dropped by 3% to 136,400, while sales of combustion engine cars climbed by 4 to 5% to nearly 2 million. The drop-off in electric cars demand comes from politicians in the region rollback subsidies and reconsidered ambitious targets to dump petrol and diesel cars. So people aren't buying into this, folks. In Europe, people are like, nah, I like my gas car better. I like to be able to get up and go. I like to fill up my car in under 5 minutes and get the hell out of there. I don't know about you. I don't have time to sit around and charge an electric car for 3 fucking hours. Well, now that you know how I feel about this, although I've been in an electric car, and I will say that it's pickup, the G-force in that damn thing, I was like, whoa, wow, man. How many of you have electric cars? A lot of you have electric cars? Do you guys like when I just go off the cuff? I mean, I go off the cuff on every show, but I'm probably going to go a little longer today because I'm feeling kind of lonely. Dave's Groove, love you, Nino. You're a great son. I love you, too. I love all of you that you love me, you know? Hey! And I'm telling you, folks, I'm kind of worried about the Olympics. I'm really worried about this Olympics. I got a feeling Paris. And look where it's at. It's in Paris. Oh, man. You know, I've been saying to sit the events out this year. It's a hot year. Sit events out, but what do you do when you're an athlete? Like, what do you do if you have to go and fight or perform or run track? And that's your life's dream. You're going to give it up because of a little bit of fear. They're going to go. Everyone's going to go. All these athletes are going to go, and I'm kind of worried about that. I'm just saying I'm a little worried about it. Hey, you're the best too. Hey, yo. Hey, please share out this video. So, cancer rates rising in young people. Oh, you don't say. You all see what I'm doing right here? Really? Are cancer rates really rising? Jeez. Cancer rates are rising in young people due to accelerated aging. Accelerated aging. New study finds. This is highly troubling, they say. Accelerated aging is when somebody's biological age is greater than their chronological age. Could increase the risk of cancer tumors. That's according to new research presented this week at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting in San Diego, California. Historically, both cancer and aging have been viewed primarily as concern for older populations. Not anymore, they say. A graduate student at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and one of the study researchers told Fox News Digital, the realization that cancer and now aging are becoming significant issues for younger demographics over the past decades was unexpected. It was unexpected, folks. Don't you know? No, young people having cancer, this is unexpected. Nobody ever would have thought this happened. How could this even happen? What? Why? I don't understand. What has changed in the last 4 years? How come young people are getting cancer? I don't know. I want to know. It just doesn't make sense. It must be because they're aging really fast. Accelerated aging. Don't you know? You cannot drink Diet Cokes. That gives you cancer. You get in the sun. That gives you cancer. Everything except this. They estimated each person's biological age uses 9 biomarkers in the blood. They compared that to their chronological age, David. It's chronological age. Those with a higher biological age had a 42% increased rate of early onset lung cancer, where 22% were prone to early onset gastrointestinal cancer, and had 36% higher risk for early onset uterine cancer. You know, I have a lot of friends that vape, you know, and if I don't drink and I go out with some friends, sometimes I vape a little bit. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll hit the vape. I'll see how that goes. And I hit the vape and I'm like, ugh. And I'm like, for a week, I got lungs. I feel like I'm coughing out my lungs. But I still feel like it's better than drinking because I don't drink. But I wonder if the vaping is also causing that. I'm not a doctor, folks. Okay, I cannot give professional medical advice here, but I'm just using common sense. And I think that's what's missing in society these days. Common sense. You know what I'm saying? Not many people have it anymore. A lot of people can't see through the bullshit. And I'm going to tell you what, folks. And I say this all the time. I have no doubt now. And I've been watching trail cams for a long time. And I keep watching these entities, these skinwalkers, these shapeshifters on getting caught on camera. And I got to tell you, if they're out there, they're everywhere. And I think those are the true enemy. I'm just saying. I don't know. Just saying. It's kind of weird. Am I going too long here? Should I stay a little longer, folks, or should I exit? The researchers also determined that people born after 1965 were 17% more likely to experience accelerated aging than those born in earlier decades. So if you're born after 1965, you're accelerating in your aging. I don't agree with that. I think, well, at least the looks of people, I don't know how they look on the inside, but people look younger to me. All the work they're doing, I guess. But although you can always see somebody that gets the Botox, the fillers. It is vital for recent generations to become more health conscious and consider the implications of accelerated aging. Just don't get these. I'll make it easy for you. Go figure it out. Just don't get this. Oh, you barely missed the deadline. I was born in 1964. Where are you? Well, you barely missed it. You barely made it. Oh, boy. So O.J. Simpson is dead. O.J. Simpson dead at 76. Where do you think he's at right now? I don't know. Maybe. After cancel battle. I mean, so Cato Kaelin. You know I met Cato Kaelin. I was on his show. Shit, I was on his show 11 years ago. Let me think. I did the Cato Kaelin show about 14 years ago, 13, 14 years ago. I was on Cato Kaelin's show. Yep, that was a long time. I was in L.A., and Alki David put me on his show, I believe. Alki David. Okay, so Cato Kaelin, who was a key witness during the O.J. Simpson trial, just posted a video responding to the news, and he sends thoughts and prayers to O.J.'s children, as well as the families of the victims, including Nicole Brown Simpson. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Holy shit. And you know what he was pushing? You know what O.J. was pushing for a long while, wasn't he? There's video on this, by the way, folks. There's a lot of video of O.J. pushing this. Okay? A lot. Deb, thank you so much. So he was pushing this. I have the videos. I put them on X. He doesn't say much else about O.J. himself. Gloria Alfred, who repped Nicole Brown Simpson's family during the trial, tells TMZ, Simpson's death reminds us that the legal system, even 30 years later, is still failing battered women, and that the power of celebrity men to avoid true justice for the harm that they have inflicted on their wives or significant others is still a major obstacle in the right of women to be free of gender violence to which they are all subjected to. So, I mean, we all know, OJ, we all know. It's kind of like we all know about Biden. It's the same thing. When you know, you know. And those who are in denial, there's a lot of them. There's sure a lot of people in denial. So there's a lot of celebrities stepping down, folks. A lot of Jessica Alba steps down from her $363 million baby, The Honest Company, in shocking move after 12 years. Jessica Alba is stepping down from the company she founded and is referred to as My Baby after 12 years at the helm. So the move was announced by the 42-year-old actress on Instagram, leading many of her fans and followers of the lifestyle brand to be shocked. So why is she stepping down? I don't know. A lot of celebrities are stepping down. Gotta make. I think that who's ever involved with Diddy, they're like being told, look, a lot of heat's coming down the pike, coming down the pipeline. Step your ass down. Get away from the company. We don't need it. That's what I think. That's just my opinion. It is with a grateful heart that 12 years after founding The Honest Company, I am stepping down from my leadership role as chief creative officer. She stated in her open letter on Tuesday, April 9th. However, I will continue to provide strategic advice through my role on the board. Well, there would never have been an easy time to make this decision. I know we have a leadership team in place with Carla Vemin and the helm to advance our company and our founding vision and strengthen Honest legacies as an industry change maker. Building Honest has been a true labor of love, she continued, from the first concept book I pitched to my friends in the Mommy and Me class to ringing the bell at the NASDAQ with my family by my side. This journey has been the ride of a lifetime. One of the only existed in my wildest dreams. Yeah, but you still went and partied with Diddy, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You did. The freak-offs. Jessica, were you there? I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I don't know. But he named you on some shit. I'm going a little longer today. I feel like it because I got a lot on my mind. And as soon as I shut this computer off, I have to go deal with my parents. So I'm kind of trying to like, I got to go to the gym today too. But as soon as I turn this computer off, I go back to reality. Reality, which sucks right now. My reality sucks right now. Yep. So how many of you are going to go see Civil War? Lou Valentino, I think, just went and saw it. We're going to do a recap on the movie. A lot of it is MAGA. It's all about MAGA. The bad people. So it's all about MAGA. So Civil War, there's a lot of propaganda in this movie. And who made this? Was Mr. O one of the – you guys put it in the – was just give me a thumbs up and you know who Mr. O is. Was he part of this? Did he help produce this? Did he help produce this? I'm going to go see it today. Today's Friday. I'm going to go see it tonight. Get my mind off shit. I don't even know. Sometimes when I see propaganda, I just turn shit off. There's a big chance I might walk out of this movie. I'll be honest. So Alex Garland's Civil War is an explosive warning against the Trump takeover is what they're saying here. Yeah, I probably shouldn't go see it, but I'm bored. And I got to get my mind off shit. I don't want to think about my parents anymore. I got to get – folks, that's the only reason I'm going longer today. If you don't want to stick around and hang out with me, bye. I don't know. American democracy seems to be teetering on the brink of collapse. And writer-director Alex Garland exploits that feeling for unbearably despairing suspense and censor. And I think that's it. Censor with Civil War, a vision of a near future in which the United States is no longer united. I don't know about you, but this right here to blame Mr. T, I think he's uniting the country. That's what I'm seeing. Everyone's behind him. The only people that are dividing it are these assholes. They are with these lies. They're dividing. They're doing all the dividing. Less interested in devising one-to-one parallels with our present than the laying bear with catastrophic consequences of the division, hatred, and empathy. So they're saying that they're basically blaming Mr. T for all the division and hatred that they concocted and put out in the media because he's such a threat. He is such a threat. Philadelphia is a no-go zone. Lee and company embark on the criterious route that takes them to the capital by way of Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and the front lines of Charlottesville. The city's key role in this story is one of many instances, like the revelation that Offerman's leader is in his third term. Huh. And has dissolved the FBI. Oh, like that's a bad thing? They're saying, oh, this is bad. He dissolved the FBI, got rid of the three-letter agencies. He's just a divider. So I don't know. I think after this movie, I think most people are just going to double down and like Mr. T even more. That's what I think is going to happen. I think this movie is going to wake a lot of people up. So thank you. Thank you for making this movie because all it's going to do is wake up many, 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 many more people. That's what I think. What do you all think? I got to say, I'm getting myself a kitchen timer. Just so you know, I'm going to get myself a kitchen timer. And the kitchen timer is going to go on my desk because I think I'm going to start doing mid-rolls now. Just on some shows. You'll hear a little bing go off in the background. And then I'll read another commercial that only lasts 30 seconds. So each commercial is about 30 seconds. I'll do one in the beginning, one in the middle. And I got to pay my bills, folks. I got to pay the bills, baby. Oh, but I'm going to go buy a ranch. I'm going to have a ranch. I live on a ranch and I ride my horses naked. Want to go to Brazil? Does anybody want to go to Brazil? Well, this is what the fuck news. Well, if you want to visit Brazil next year, better watch out. U.S. travelers will need to share their bank statements first. Can you believe this shit? Brazil. 2024 is shaping up to be the year of travel reprieves. Hot on the heels of the European Union postponing again its much mooted ETIAS program, which will require visitors from most non-EU countries. So if you're not in with the EU, to obtain a pre-travel clearance, Brazil has pushed back the start of this new visa system for travelers from the US, Canada, and Australia. However, in 2024 is the year of the reprieve. 2025 is when everything will hit home. So they're saying by 2025, all of this comes, the chickens come home to roost. And for the travelers from these three countries heading to Brazil, it'll hit home and hit their bank balances and require them to share their bank statements too. Folks, do you see this dystopian nightmare they're trying to take us into? That's what all of this is about. That's why Mr. T says this is the final battle. This is it. This is the final battle. ETIAS is slated to start in 2025, and Brazil has now confirmed a start date for this new visa program. From April 10th, 2025, citizens from Australia, Canada, and the U.S. will need a visa to enter the country. On the plus side, those traveling for tourism or cruise travel can apply for a visa online rather than visiting a consulate. The cost will be $80.90, but the visa will be valid for 10 years and across multiple entries. Stays are limited to 90 days per year. The visa was previously due to be introduced in 2024, or rather reintroduced until 2019. U.S. travelers to Brazil were required to get three visas, with Invisas introduced only a year before the system was abolished completely. Applicants will also need to provide additional information according to the Brazilian government's website. A letter of intent should detail the dates and purpose of the trip, as well as confirm details of where you'll be staying, proof of residence in the U.S., and return tickets to Brazil. Boy, wouldn't that be nice if America had something like that? I don't know. Our southern border is wide open. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? Brazil has stricter laws to visit the country than America. Okay? America is wide open. They're not even vetting these people. I get groped at TSA every time I walk in the line to get, and I tell these guys, man, we can sure use you at the southern border. They all chuckle and laugh as they pat down my Johnson, grope my ass, stick their fingers up my crack. You think I like that shit? I know none of you do, but they ain't doing shit on the southern border, are they? Nah, we get to pay for everything. Our tax dollars pay for all of this. Our own tax dollars are paying for our imprisonment. Okay, while other people come here, and I got to tell you, I go to the El Paso airport, there's a line of immigrants just with their sandals, their government issue sandals, their sweats, their plastic bags and toothbrushes, tuna, whatever they got, getting ready to go wherever they want. And they're all there. And I don't see them getting groped or fondled. A letter of intent should detail the dates and purpose of the trip. This is Brazil. As well as confirm details of where you'll be staying. They want to know where your ass is going to be. Proof of residence in the U.S. They want to know where you live in America. And your return tickets. So if you're going to go to Brazil, you better have return tickets. They want to see that. Lady T, thank you. Oh, happy birthday. Mom Davis, can you wish her a happy birthday? Absolutely. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Lady T's mom, happy birthday to you. Oops, what did I just do? Okay, I didn't know my laptop was a touchscreen. Okay. Boy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Can you guys tell I'm bored today? Yep, I'm pretty bored. Thank you, Viv's Grobe. So, Brazil saw nearly 6 million arrivals in 2023 with 483 U.S. citizens visiting in the first 9 months of the year alone. This put the U.S. visitors second only to Argentinians, according to travel trade publications. So they're getting ready to, I mean, and that's what I talk about with Nemo Nemeth on my show is they're getting ready for this social credit score system, folks. And I hope to God we don't get there. I hope to God we don't get there, but it's looking more and more likely that that's the direction they want to take us. And like I've said before, folks, it's going to be a near-death experience. There's got to be a jujitsu move. There's got to be a jujitsu move in all this. But I'm banking. I'm betting. 3-3-3-3. I'm betting that Iran strikes. And it's going to be soon. I don't know how soon. And I'm worried about the Olympics. I would say sit out festivals right now, music festivals. A lot of you are like, I'm going to enjoy my life. And I get it. I don't think you should live in fear. So we're all adults. We all make up our own decisions. And we all decide. But all I'm saying is be smart out there. It's hot. And we can expect a lot of things to happen. So use discernment, folks. I went quite a while today. I did an hour and almost 20 minutes, huh? That's pretty crazy. An hour and 20 minutes. David Nino Rodriguez, knock me out, please. I want to go back to sleep. So do I. You think I'm enjoying this? Did you guys like the Steve How to Hunt video? I think it was pretty funny. I think it was good. We went from talking Bigfoot to gerbils up people's, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It was pretty funny. I was laughing. I needed a good belly laugh. I was laughing my ass off. I was having a good time. And I like Steve from How to Hunt. And he's always great conversation, man. He's a good dude. I really like that guy. He's a really cool dude. I have a lot of big guests coming on ninoscorner.tv. It's going to be stellar. It's growing. Oh, folks, think about it. Wait 1 second. Don't leave just yet. Don't leave just yet. I'm thinking of expanding and creating a studio and bringing in guests one-on-one in the corner with me in a ring type atmosphere where we ask all the hard, tough questions. And thinking about doing that in studio. So I'm starting to think about it. I'm starting to really think I'm going to go that direction at least once or twice a month. I'll continue these morning shows, but I think once or twice a month, I'm going to do an in studio, in the ring question and answer with Nino one-on-one. Everybody's welcome. Far right, far left, whoever. I say, I welcome all comers, folks. I don't shy away from anybody. Folks, they shy away from me. You understand that, right? They make up reasons not to come on the pro. Well, I think he's involved with that letter in the alphabet. I don't know if I want to do that. You're just scared. That's all you are. You're just scared. It's okay, though. I like that. I dealt with that in boxing. A lot of people were scared to fight me because I could knock people out with both hands. Same thing here. Give me a shot. Let's go. All right, folks. I'm out of here. I'm thankful for all of you, and I'm thankful for the prayers. I got to get back to reality now and go deal with some sick parents. Whew. Been tough. Maybe I'll ride my horse from my ranch to my parents' house. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll jump on my horse naked and ride it all the way to their house. You guys want to see that? You want to see me naked on a horse? From my ranch, live at the ranch. Man. All right, folks. I'm out of here. later. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, you ain't going to stop me. You're not going to stop me. And the black sheep of broadcasting. Folks, get this shirt at Patriot Wear, patriotwear.com. All right, I'm out of here, folks. Later.